Well, folks, we are opening up our inbox and we have the fabulous MT Wilson back as a counselor to weigh in with some great advice. So welcome back.
Thank you much. Good to be here.
All right. Well, let me go ahead and read the question. Our listener says, I previously engaged in sexual sin, and though I have now recommitted to celibacy until marriage, I was left with an STD. It's not life-threatening and shouldn't spread to partners if I take medication. However, I'm ashamed of it and feel like any eligible marriage partners will run if I tell them the truth. I also don't know when and how to tell them since I haven't even been able to admit it out loud to myself. Is there any counsel you can provide? It would be greatly appreciated.
Well, the good news is you are admitting it to yourself by asking the question. Right. So that's a good start. You know, in terms of the shame that we feel, I mean, that's a human emotion. My encouragement is God's emergency room is ready and available with a zero wait time. And that's what we need in cases like this. When we're dealing with this, we need to realize the great physician has a prescription for us. The confession and the repentance, which clearly you've done with regard to how you're asking this question, those are prescriptions that he has for us. Yes, the physical STD remains, and there may not be anything other than management that you can do about that. But we can ask the Lord, how can that be used redemptively in my life? Okay, suffering, God uses suffering all the time in a redemptive way. The emotions that you struggle with, the hurts, that's going to heal with time and patience. And the spiritual side of that, the forgiveness, is already done. It's already yours. The question is, he's forgiven you. Can you forgive yourself? And the forgiving of ourself has to deal with that shame and that self-condemnation that we feel from the enemy. You know, the Bible says there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ, but we still struggle with it because we're human. And so there's a need for humility in admitting our humanity. And there's grieving that has to take place as a result of that. There's a book by R.T. Kendall called How to Forgive Ourselves Totally. Fantastic book to help you work through things like that. With regard to an eligible marriage partner, you're right. There are some people who will not want to be in a relationship with someone who has an STD. There's nothing we can do about that. But realize marriage is a choice. You have choices about people that you may choose to marry or not. So do they. And we have to give them that freedom with regard to make that decision. So yes, it's going to hurt because some people may not. But listen, you're only searching for one person. And it's not like it's a random search. You have a Heavenly Father who knows who you are, who knows your frailties, and who wants to give you good gifts, the Bible says. So can we trust Him? It's really a trust exercise with God. How do you tell and when do you tell a potential partner? That's not something you'd want to put forward on the first few dates. But certainly before engagement, there needs to be some kind of a conversation with that. In the season I call engaged to be engaged. And so in that season before engagement, I would suggest, you know, take the risk of just saying at some point, you know what, there's a few things that I'd like to share with you that you don't know about. And I really want to share them because I really want you to know me fully. And then set a time where that can be done. And even invite them to do the same thing with you because there may be some things that you don't know about them that they might follow your lead with regard to sharing some things. So does that feel scary? Yes, it does. But I think the benefits of that are voluntary vulnerability is good modeling for what you want from them. That's intimacy, okay? Or intumacy, if you want to think of it that way. The one thing that you need more than anything else is to know what you're saying I do to when you get married. They need to know what they're saying I do too. You need to know what you're saying I do too. And so the best way for permanently removing couple shame is to be able to have that kind of honest conversation. So, and there's two options. They may not stay after you share what you share. And, you know, at least you know that you won't be abandoned later in marriage. You know, that's a good thing to know up front before you get married. And, you know, we have to accept that as consequences of past choices. There's nothing we can do about that now, okay? But, and here's the upside, if you find a person who's willing to work through the grief of that and still stay in the relationship, think of the power and the freedom that comes from being fully known and knowing that person chooses to stay. That's the person you're looking for, and that's why it's worth taking the risk. If a potential partner moves on, then, you know, so be it, and we'll have to grieve that. But if they stay, that relationship has such power in it because you are fully known.
Yeah, Those are great points. And I love how you just bring it back to, you know, you've got to infuse the supernatural into this and realize that God absolutely can script something that you can't even anticipate at this point. And you don't know how he's working in your future spouse's heart, if in fact that's his will. And that's something that you don't have control over either, but he can do really great things. So MT, thanks so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay, folks. Well, that is it for this week's show. We do want to hear from you. If you pop over to boundless.org, weigh in on the blog. Especially if this has been your story or something similar, I think it's great to encourage one another with stuff like this, especially when we fear man and fear the future. We've got to be willing to preach to one another the ability and the willingness to trust God in all things. That is it for this week's show. I'm Lisa Anderson for The Boundless Show.